Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, making plans with friends is simple. You just call each other up, decide on a place to meet. That's pretty much it. But with retirement, things are a lot more complicated. Today, we're talking about the do's and the don'ts of retirement planning. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. And today on our show, he'll be giving you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. We are going to be talking about the do's and the don'ts of retirement planning. And so the thing is, it needs to be properly planned, right? Because retirement is critical. So I want to begin, Eric, first by talking about what are some of the things people should do, the pre-retirees, before they actually decide to retire.
Well, ideally, like going to a store and instead of just wandering around, say, hey, should I have this or should I buy this? Do I need this? You know, have a list, have a plan, right? So that's got to be the first thing to do is have an actual plan of how you're going to do this. Because if you don't know and you're just going to wing it, that could be kind of scary because we only get one retirement. It's not something like you keep doing over and over, right? So, you know, you want to have it done the right way and the correct way, and you don't want to blow it, and you don't want to be having to be unretired at some age in the future, especially in your 70s or 80s, right? So that's the biggest thing is having some sort of income plan, having some sort of plan of action saying, how much can I spend? Where should my money be coming from? How am I going to create my paycheck? All those answers really need to be answered before you pull the trigger and go off and retire. Because if you do it the other way around, it might not work so well.
Right. So the first thing you have to do is figure out, are you going to be okay month to month for your living expenses in retirement? Then you can get to the dreams or the things on people's bucket list that they want to do. So could you explain how that process works to help people determine, you know, once they figure out their monthly income, how you help them figure out how to reach those goals?
Well, again, it all comes back having a plan. So if you have an income plan, you can say, okay, how much do I need to live on a monthly basis? And that's what you were talking about there kind of thing. But you also have to throw in some fun money, right? You got to throw in some stuff to do all those bucket list items. And so how much is that going to be? And how much is it going to be on an ongoing basis? And how long is it going to be for? I've got some people I've met with who, you know, they just like to live the simple life. They don't want to do much. Some of them have traveled too much during work careers that they don't want to travel, you know, in retirement. So sometimes it's the opposite. But I would say for probably at least 2/3 of the people, yeah, travel is usually one of those things up there. And what kind of trips do you like to take? You know, are they real high-end type trips? Are they more, you know, just doing it on your own, driving around? You know, there's lots of different levels of trips people can do. And I've got one client who's loves Disney and she's retired, has a nice pension. And she's like, why do I need to fly to Florida? I can just drive and see the country back and forth. And for a lot of us, we would not do that because, you know, that's a long trip.
But
she went out there for Halloween. She bought a season pass for Disney World, which is obviously a little bit harder to get to from California. And, you know, she had to go out and see the Halloween decorations. And she got back and a week later, she's going back out to see the Christmas decorations. So, you know, driving cross country back and forth. But she was telling me about some of the neat places she saw along the way. So, you know, again, that could be, is that saving money? Is it spending more? You know, there's lots of different levels. So really, when you're talking about that bucket list, you want to throw in some sort of number. Is it 10,000, 20,000? What is that number on a monthly basis, or not monthly, I should say, annual basis for all those trips? And then you know that's worked into that. So you want your monthly income number, and then you also want that fun money number. And those are the two big ones to do that plan. And once you have that, then you can figure out, can I retire? When can I retire? All those types of things. That's one of the things we've actually created here is a checklist for people to actually go through there. And like I said, you know, before you go to the store, have that checklist so you don't waste money and buying all sorts of other junk because you were hungry. And so say with retirement, you don't want to waste your time doing stuff and then finding out that you did it all wrong and you have to go back to work. So if you want to copy this checklist, no cost, no obligation. All you do is you can text us the word checklist to 800-454-1184, and we'll send you a text back and a link, and you can just download it right there. There's no spamming you out or anything like that. So again, if you want that checklist, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
That's right. WealthCreatorRadio.com. That's their website. You can find out all about Eric and his team there. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, where Eric gives you straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. So we're talking about the do's and the don'ts of retirement planning today, kind of being just straightforward. Here's what you need to do, and here's what you don't need to do. We've talked about the deadly sins on our show before. Market Watch listed 7 of the deadliest sins that baby boomers are committing. And one of them that really stood out to me is healthcare costs. They're saying that they're either underestimated or just completely ignored. So talk about why this is a big don't in retirement, Eric.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously healthcare has gotten more and more expensive. And it's big business now. It's not for care. It's more for money. And so, unfortunately, that's how it's ended up with costing us all a lot. And when you think about your take-home pay, a lot of times I'll start off with there and say, okay, hey, how do you know that number? How do you know how much you can take out of your retirement plans or how much are you going to need to live on? Easiest way to know how much you spend is take your last 12 bank statements and add up all the withdrawals. Divide by 12. So all your withdrawals divide by 12. That's literally how much you spent. That doesn't count your health care typically, because that's usually done on your employer side before taxes and before take home pay. So that's one you got to add back in. And especially if you're going to retire before 65, you got to add a lot more in, like $800 to $1,000 per person before 65. Now, once you hit 65, yeah, the Medicare is a lot cheaper. You have supplement and all that. But you're going to still have co-pays, you're going to still have other things as you get older, things that, you know, used to cause people bigger problems, now you just take a pill for, but the pill costs money, and so you got to keep adding that in. So I forgot where I saw this last study, but, you know, one that was pretty good was estimating around $11,000 a year is what the out-of-pocket total with, you know, co-pays and doctor visits and all that type of stuff, and along with your Medicare premiums. So we usually throw in at least, typically really rounded off to $1,000 a month is what you should be really counting for medical ongoing. And of course, that's not counting long-term care or, you know, home health care type stuff. That's just normal medical expenses. You know, it's one of the things we do here at Heckman Financials. We actually sit down and we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you don't have to worry about your retirement as much. And instead, you can worry about what drink to order on the beach. And so that's what we want for you. We create that income plan, the tax plan, investments, healthcare, and legacy. Look at all 5 areas, tell you what course you're on right now. And then after that first meeting where we find out what's your issues, we show you what plan you're on, what course you're headed on. And then it's up to you if you want to go further or not. But there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. You can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can go old school and even call us, 800-454-1184. And even book online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
What to do and what not to do when you're no longer receiving that steady paycheck with Eric when we come back. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back for more.
Are you paying more than your fair share in taxes? Now is a great time to make sure you aren't giving Uncle Sam any more than he deserves. Join certified financial planner Eric Heckman, host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, for a special year-end tax planning workshop. This workshop is designed to help you better plan for and potentially save you money on taxes. You'll learn about the new tax laws and how they affect you, how to potentially avoid costly tax mistakes that could cause you to lose thousands. Eric will also talk about how to create your own pension, if Roth conversions are right for you, and much more. Pick the day that works best for you, Wednesday, December 4th at noon, or Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. at the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services offices in San Jose. Space is limited and reservations are required. 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how you could potentially save thousands in taxes in retirement. 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Today on our show, we're talking about the do's and the don'ts of retirement planning. But first, it's time now on our show for a financial fail. So let's just pause, take a moment to learn something from some people that Eric has either helped or he's just observed. What do you have for us today? What's a financial fail, Eric?
Yeah, well, this is one that's just keeps happening more and more. And the good term is trust but verify. And if you're married or committed with somebody or whatever term you want to use, if you don't know where your assets are, you can trust them somewhat, but you got to verify where everything is. It was actually a radio listener had called me and her husband passed away. And other than one credit union account, she doesn't know where the rest of their assets are.
Oh, no.
I mean, I've had another client came in about a year or two ago and all their stuff was paperless statements. His wife did it all. She died of a brain aneurysm in her sleep and age 51. And, you know, he came in here and goes, do we still have any accounts with you? Because I know we used you a long time ago. And because everything was paperless, all going to her email at work. And she worked at a bank. So the second they found out she passed away, her email was shut down. Yeah. And so you couldn't even get resets or, you know, find out. So it's amazing how many people don't literally know how to find or even where to start looking for their assets. So it's obviously good to save money and, you know, it's good to build up money. But if you don't know where it is, it really doesn't help much, right? So that's one of the things that you got to make sure you do is know where your accounts are. Even if you could care less about finance, even though you don't want to deal with it, you want your spouse to deal with it, you got to at least know, or at least know where there's a notepad or someplace that's not digital, ideally, someplace mm-hmm. that you can get access to this. I mean, we actually have a digital website service that if somebody does pass away for our clients, that they can actually go on there and report somebody missing, you know, or that somebody's passed away. And then after so many times of sending the emails and texts to somebody, it'll give them their password so at least they can get into these accounts and stuff like that. So, I mean, there are solutions out there, but yeah, you got to know where these assets are. You got to know what happens, and because you never know if that person's gone or gets divorced or whatever happens. And if you don't know where your money is, that's not good.
So tell us, Eric, you know, we know that Social Security is a cornerstone of most retirements. What do you recommend clients do about those Social Security benefits?
Well, Social Security is something that you do not want to mess up. And a lot of times people are just like, oh, it's not that much money or blah, blah, blah. It's almost like $500,000 asset. When you really think about how much income you're getting off there, to put off that same type of money, that's literally how much you probably have to have is about $500,000 in the bank. So, you know, it's a big asset. You don't want to mess that up, right? So one of the things that you want to look at is what is the right age for you? Now, if you're single, a little bit simpler, right? It's just how long should I work and when should I turn it on? You want to know what your numbers are. So first of all, they've pretty much gone paperless with Social Security. So you have to go on to ssa.gov, so ssa.gov, and create that your own account. It says it kind of like right in the middle of the screen there. Just click on that, and you know, then you can get those reports on demand whenever you want. And you really want to make sure you know what that number is and what is that amount. And then look at if you're married, there are some options. I mean, the biggest one probably is the fact that whichever of the two spouses made more money and has a higher income value for Social Security, that's the one you want to have start later, because that's going to be what I like to call the eternal paycheck. So that's the paycheck that keeps coming no matter what. So if one person dies, the smaller of the two paychecks goes away, but the bigger one stays. So you really want to make sure that bigger one's as big as it can be. So if you had the higher income earnings and your spouse didn't have as high, you should be the one starting later. Now, sometimes, obviously, depending on what the differences in people's ages are, that may or may not always work. You know, the whole file and suspend thing, which is so great, that went away in 2015. But there are still some options. So, you know, what you really want to do is sit down and really understand when should you take it, how should you take it. And that's why we've actually come up with the what, when, who, how, the Social Security Decision Guide. Mm-hmm. It's all the stuff that you need to know about Social Security, how to get it, when to claim it, all the rules. And we update this every single year. So, you know, it's up with the latest, greatest numbers, because some of those change every year. So that's something you'd like to get a copy of. No cost, no obligation. Don't worry, we're not going to spam you out or anything. All you got to do is text the word security to 800-454-4444. 1184. Again, if you want that Social Security report, just text the word security to 800-454-1184. Request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So, Eric, like you always say, without income, there's just no retirement. Let's say you've looked at your Social Security and pensions if you have them, and let's say there's still a gap in funds when you're calculating a client's monthly retirement income. What can retirees do in that situation?
Well, usually there is going to be a gap. So, I mean, when you're talking about, obviously, Social Security, that's not going to cover everything. So your own money has to cover the rest. But yeah, if your own money can't cover it all, then that's when you have to go back to going, should you be retiring then? Can you spend less? Are you going to be living someplace different? Of course, nowadays around here, did you want to rent a room out? Yeah, I've got a lot of clients that have started doing some of that. They'll either Airbnb it or they'll get a roommate and make $1,000 a month just renting a room. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to unique, non-typical ways, I guess, to get more income. And obviously, we also often have Marilyn on here talking about reverse mortgages. That's the other way, is maybe you still have a mortgage balance and you could retire if you didn't have that payment. So maybe a reverse mortgage to get rid of that payment, and then you're able to retire. So there's lots of different options. It's just a matter of what's right for you, what's the pros and cons for that, and you know, what should you be doing for your situation, not what your neighbor should be doing or whatever some guy on the radio said or something. You know, it's got to be for you, right, for your situation. And that's what you want to do, always have that detailed analysis and then make sure, yeah, that makes sense to me, and yes, that's something I should be doing.
Eric, what do we do if we're not sure that we're getting the right guidance to help protect our income from all kinds of risks in retirement, like the market or healthcare costs, taxes, or inflation? Is this a big don't when it comes to retirement planning?
Well, it's obviously hard to necessarily know if you're getting the right or wrong guidance unless you kind of feel like, you know, it doesn't feel good, or you don't think that person's listening to you or answering your questions. I mean, those are pretty obvious signs that you need to talk to somebody else. But sometimes you may think you're doing fine, right? I mean, lots of times people think they're doing okay and, you know, they're driving down, and then all of a sudden they realize that they missed the exit a long time ago and they're way past where they should be, right? You know, how do you know that? How do you know that ahead of time? Well, really the only real way to do that is kind of have a second opinion, really, to have somebody else look at it who's not you, obviously, and somebody who, you know, is a fresh pair of eyes, as they like to, you know, call it. And so having somebody else review your plan, review what you're decided to do so far, because lots of times that can be very helpful. I mean, we do that with a lot of people that give us a call, especially some of the radio listeners. We'll talk to them and say, hey, no, yeah, you're doing fine. You got it all set, or, you know, you didn't think about this in your plan, or your advisor hasn't been talking to you about putting all this money in tax-free accounts and having all this tax-free money for the rest of your life. You know, no. So, well, why not? And so, you know, those are the things that when we're sitting down and talking to people, that's the stuff that we really find that needs to have some action. So again, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tells you, right? So that's the hard part. So how do you know? Well, have somebody else look at that. Have a second opinion, just like you would if you had some really adverse, you know, finding in your health. You'd probably want to get another doctor just to look at it too. Hey, retirement is way more important than all that stuff just about, because you only do it once. And so we really need to have a second opinion on that, because you don't want to mess that one up. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to get a chance to look at, well, we can do that for you. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we create that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, legacy. We go through everything that you got right now, and then it's up to you if you want to take action again. So there's no cost, no obligation for doing that. If you want to take action, you can, you know, talk to us and we can help you. If not, you can do it on your own. But we want to give you that information. That's the most critical thing. So if that's like something you'd like to take advantage of, all you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area. Today, we're talking about the do's and the don'ts of retirement planning, and I want to focus on women right now because according to this study, it's the National Institute on Retirement Security, says that women 65 and older are about 80% to be more impoverished, likely to be more impoverished than men of the same age, Eric. And another survey says that women have saved a lot less for retirement than men have. So these factors indicate a huge challenge for women in retirement. Can you explain this discrepancy between men and women?
Well, I mean, we've got the Me Too movement and a lot of women empowerment stuff, but you don't really see it in finance. You know, you don't see much talk about women taking over and taking the reins and you know, in terms of their household finance. And so part of it's just that. I mean, lots of times, traditionally, it's been the husband who's been taking care of a lot of that stuff. If he passes away first, or he just screws it all up, whichever, and then passes away first, you know, that woman's stuck there to try to get by and live on way less money. And so, yeah, I think a lot of it's just a lot of the women out there need to be paying attention more. I mean, in terms of after somebody dies, I would say definitely the ones that are having harder issues of getting, figuring out finances and getting things done are usually all my women clients. You know, that's just because they weren't used to doing it. And so they needed to start taking over and figuring this all out and figuring out, you know, RMDs and stock market allocations and taxes and all this fun stuff that, you know, that you should have been exposed to throughout your lifetime. So maybe you have and maybe you weren't, but you know, there's a couple things, like I said earlier, trust but verify. You know, if you're not the one doing the money, the management, then that's okay, but you at least know where it is, because you will very likely be the manager of the house in terms of finance at some point. Because if your spouse dies first, which is probably at least a 50-50 chance, right? You know, so if just using that, and of course, women typically, you know, live longer, so it's actually probably higher than 50-50. Yeah, you need to know where these things are. You need to know about them. You don't need to be an expert, but you at least need to know who to talk to or how to get advice. And then obviously, where are those assets and, you know, are things on track? And what risk levels are you taking? Because lots of times, I'm probably the biggest, starkest example I ever remember of this was it was a long time ago now, but it was after the dot-com bust, and I met with these new people to be that were just, you know, come into the office, and she's like, oh, no, I'm really conservative. So my 401k didn't lose that much in the dot-com, I don't think, because she didn't know.
I don't think, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, you have your statement there? And she goes, yeah, it's right here. It was like all our small company stock funds, emerging markets. I mean, it was all like really high risk. And I was just like, hold it. You said you're very conservative and you didn't think your retirement account lost much during the dot-com bust. So why is your account down for so much? Did you see how much it's down? And she was a little shocked by that. And then she all of a sudden it hit her. Her husband is the one who picked the asset allocation. Not her. So he picked his allocation, not her allocation. And so again, you know, if you're more conservative and, you know, you don't want your money at risk, then take charge of it and do that. But if you're going to say I'm more conservative and I don't want to take risk, but I'm also not going to bother to allocate my money, then the fault is yours, right? Because if you gave that up to somebody else to do and you're shocked that it's high risk, well, you didn't do it, right? So I always tell my boys, if it is to be, it's up to me.
And, I like that.
Yeah,
I do that, like
that's one of those things where finances needs to be more about you, for sure.
I love that saying. That can apply to a lot of things. If it is to be, it's up to me. That's really good.
10 most powerful two-letter words.
Yeah, seriously, I love that. What is it that women should do then to plan for this longer period in retirement?
Well, first and foremost, you got to make sure that money lasts, right? I mean, how long is your money going to last? Are you going to be okay? Those are all those things. And we used to do a talk a long time ago. There's this study sponsored by an insurance company, Allianz, that about 15 years ago that said there was just a huge number of women that were worried about becoming a bag lady. You know, pushing the shopping cart and stuff. And, you know, it was kind of an eye opener because I never believed how many people had that fear. And once I learned about it, as well as things where now I could see it in a lot of people's meetings and talking with them, that they do have that fear. So, you know, having that income plan, knowing how long you can, you know, spend that money, knowing how to take Social Security correctly so that way that incomes last higher for you. I mean, those are the things that you need to do, because, I mean, my process was named after my mom, who is our chief worrying officer, and she'd worry about this and worry about that. And of course, I think women are just kind of naturally, you know, more prone to worry about all these things with good reason. And so, you know, that's one of the things that you really should be doing is looking at how to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, how to have less worry about the finances and more about having fun with the family, going on trips, and doing all the stuff you want to do. And so that's what we do, is we here at Heckman Financial, we actually create that blueprint where we look at your income plan, figure out how long is your money going to last, look at how you're invested to make sure that money will be there, look at the taxes along the way. How do you pay less taxes year by year, not just 1 year, but over your lifetime? And then look at those healthcare issues. Is that properly funded? Is it taken care of? And then lastly, of course, who's going to get your stuff? Is it going to be the government and lawyers, or is it going to be your loved ones? So that's the things that you want to do, is create that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we can do for you today if you would like us to. It's, again, no cost, no obligation. We first sit down, we just find out what you're worried about, what kind of issues you have. And then secondly, we have another meeting where we show you what course you're on, what your current plan is, and then if there's some issues there. And if there are, you know, we'll offer some solutions, and then it's up to you if you want to hire us to help you implement them or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, what would be some advice you would suggest women don't do in retirement?
Well, there's a lot of things, but probably one of the bigger ones is don't just do it without a plan, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to have a kind of like a recipe. If you're going to make that cake or make something, you know, you want to make sure you have all the ingredients in the right order, you know, done in the right time frame and all those types of issues. And, you know, that's really what a plan is. It's a recipe for how to retire and make sure you have that that money going. And, you know, then you want to look at, you know, what are the options? I mean, in terms of if you're married, then who's going to turn on their Social Security first? Ideally, it should be the one who has less income, and the one who had more income earnings should be doing it secondly. Another one is, what about the retirement pension option? I mean, I've got some clients that are in their mid-80s, and luckily they've, you know, the husband's lived a nice long time, but he picked way back when his pension from being a teacher to have it where only he gets the money when he's alive. Second, he passes away, she gets none of it. Mm. And also, because he was a teacher, there's no Social Security because he wasn't paying into Social Security for her. So she's going to lose a lot when he passes away. So luckily, he's lived his mid-80s already, so that part's good. But, you know, a lot of times that's a pretty high-risk strategy to do. So, you know, don't just sign off on saying, oh, yeah, take that option, woman, you know, for your husband, you know, because you might want to have a little bit more analysis done on that. And, you know, does that make sense? So, you know, there's a lot of things to know. I mean, obviously, just knowing where the assets are, don't not know that, right? Every once in a while ask, how are we doing? And if it's just fine, no, that's not the right answer. It's not like what my 13-year-old says. You know, it's got to be a little bit more expressive in terms of, again, trust but verify. Show me where those assets are. Show me where, you know, how things have been. Show me where we were last year compared to this year. You know, make sure it's actually going in the right direction and not the wrong direction. So that's one of the things that you want to be really thinking about is, What questions should you be asking? How should you be talking to somebody? And, you know, especially if you're going to hire somebody to do this, what should you be asking about them and asking them to answer for you? So we actually came up with a report that says the 9 questions ask your advisor before you hire them. If you wanted to get a copy of this, no cost, no obligation, all you do is text the word questions to 800-454-1184. Again, text word questions to 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you paying more than your fair share in taxes? Now is a great time to make sure you aren't giving Uncle Sam any more than he deserves. Join certified financial planner Eric Heckman, host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, for a special year-end tax planning workshop. This workshop is designed to help you better plan for and potentially save you money on taxes. You'll learn about the new tax laws and how they affect you, how to potentially avoid costly tax mistakes that could cause you to lose thousands. Eric will also talk about how to create your own pension, if Roth conversions are right for you, and much more. Pick the day that works best for you, Wednesday, December 4th at noon, or Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. at the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services offices in San Jose. Space is limited and reservations are required. 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how you could potentially save thousands in taxes in retirement. 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. Today, we're talking about the do's and the don'ts of retirement planning because there's a lot to include in this. What would be the first thing that someone should do if they're hoping to retire within the next 5 or 10 years, Eric?
Well, I know it's always a boring answer. Goes back to that evil P word, plan. Right?
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah. So even though it's a 4-letter word, it's a good word. Having that plan and, you know, making sure you know, when can I retire? Will I have enough? How long is my money going to last? I mean, these are all questions that everybody always has. I mean, no matter what income, no matter how much assets you have, it's always comes down to that, right? Can I do it? Will I have enough? And how long is it going to be there for? Because nobody wants to be there way past when your money runs out. Right. That's no fun. So, you know, I'm gonna live your last 5 or 10 years with no assets or no money. You know, you also don't want to, like, you know, unless you're really enjoying it, you don't want to have to keep working if you could have retired already. So sometimes, you know, I meet with people and it's like, hey, you're fine. I mean, I just literally did one for somebody who's 48. He, you know, got lucky, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, but he's, you know, got working at a startup company that went public and sold off a bunch of assets, and we ran the numbers, and, you know, if he wanted to retire today, he could do it. And that's kind of a cool feeling to know that, hey, I'm already good. So what kind of risk level does he need? Not a huge one, right? I mean, the dumbest thing you could do is be fine and then lose it.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I've seen that, unfortunately, multiple times where people were fine. They were financially done, as I like to call it. They did not need more money, but then they took too much risk and then the markets turned and, you know, they didn't turn fast enough. And yeah, now they're having to work longer because now they can't be retired when they could have been before. So, you know, those are the things that you want to be looking for is, you know, really doing the analysis. Okay, if I can retire, you know, will it last long enough? You want to look at that with inflation. You want to look at that with taxes. You want to look at that risk level, you know, how much volatility you have. In retirement, it's really not about how much you're earning as much about how much those ups and downs are, because you can't not take money out. You can't just like wait for it to come back, because if you need money tomorrow or for next week's trip or for just next week's mortgage payment, and your money comes from your assets, you can't just wait. You can't just say, oh, okay, it'll come back sometime, and then I'll start paying my bills. You can't do that, right? So so that'd be the thing to be looking at is what's volatility? What's the plan that you have? And then you can answer all these questions. So once you have that, it's a pretty simple process.
So pretty much what you're saying is don't get caught not preparing for the unexpected. What would be some of the potential risks that our plans should address, Eric?
Well, like I said, I mean, one would be volatility. People, I don't think, really understand the fancy term for sequence of returns. But You know, one of the things we do in a lot of our talks is I'll show this slide from, it's actually a Vanguard S&P fund, and using their actual results from 2017 to from 2000 all the way up to 2017. And, you know, if you run the numbers forward and backward, if you've never taken any money out, it's exact same return, same numbers in the end. But if you start taking money out under one direction going from 2000 to 2017, you're almost out of money. If you went from 2017 back to 2000, where the bad decade was the second half, you've got more money than you started with after 18 years. And so what's the difference there? If it's the same investment, the only thing it can be is luck.
Mm-hmm. Luck and time.
Yeah, literally just came down to just sheer dumb luck of, did you get the good decade at the first decade, second decade, or third decade? And so I think that's one that people don't really get. And so that's why I always have people divide their assets up into three ways. The 401ks of the world force us into the market. Everything has to be stock and bond market. There are no other choices in 401ks. Once you have an IRA or you roll that over from your 401k to an IRA, now you've got all the world choices pretty much. And now you can have foundational assets. You can have steady income money and those market dollars. So by adding some foundational money, stuff that can't go away, stuff that's guaranteed either by the U.S. government or insurance company or bank, if you have that money there, in those bad times, you can go take it from there. But in the good times, you take it from the market side. And then in between is the steady income. This is stuff that's paying you 5, 6, 7% on ideally a monthly basis. You're getting that income. So that way you got cash flow always coming in. And so once you lay out your finances right, that's going to really take care of a lot of those don'ts, those things that, you know, you didn't plan on, you didn't plan on this. Oh man, I didn't, you know, I should have done that. And well, now at least you have some options, because once you have options, it's a lot easier to fix things that you didn't expect, right? So, you know, again, having those options is really super critical. And, you know, one of the things that we do is at Heckman Financial is we actually like to give you that information, you know, give you some of those issues of things you should be thinking about. And, you know, what are those top planning issues? So one of the things we can get you is this report that talks about retirement plan issues and things you should be thinking about, and just going through there and kind of doing that almost as like a checklist of, did I cover this? Did I cover that? So, you know, if you want a copy of this report, no cost, no obligation, we'll just, you know, use Texas and we'll send you back a link. So text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric, what's so different about the retirement plan that you're offering? Why should retirees choose to work with someone who is independent like you?
Well, the big thing there is just the product selection, what the tools are. So I always talk to people, it's like you can use a wrench to take off a bolt or a saw. Now, most people would use a wrench, but what if that bolt is, you know, rusted shut? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to use that saw to take it off. Now, what's the right tool for the job? Well, I can't answer that, because is it rusted shut, or, you know, is it easy to take off with a wrench? So, again, there's lots of tools out there. Like steady income assets, a lot of these are classified as alternative assets. Most people either never get offered that. It's stuff that do-it-yourselfers can't get, you know, online or on their own. And if you go to somebody who says the registered representative on their card, they're going to get probably anywhere from a 6 to 8% commission of your money going right to them day one. And that's a big drag on your returns. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually have that all as a fee-based type of thing. So if we're using these alternative investments, our clients buy it at wholesale price. They buy it, you know, in an institutional level. So, you know, there's things like that you can get. There's some other products. I mean, just anything on the insurance realm, you have to go through somebody. If it's an 800 number or a website or a human, doesn't matter. You know, you do have to go through somebody to get those products. So why not get the advice that goes along with it? Why would you just, you know, relegate that to some website or something else and not get all the benefits that you could be getting? So there's a lot of reasons that somebody would want to talk to somebody who's independent, who can, you know, really use all the tools out there and not just some of the tools. And then also doesn't have an agenda from B of A or Wells Fargo or any of these big banks or any of these big brokerage houses to say, oh, we need to sell more of this asset this month. So let's have a special. Let's just tell everybody to talk about this. And there's none of that junk. So those are probably the biggest reasons why you'd want to work with somebody independent, because they're also working for you, not for whatever that other big institution is. So, but unfortunately, that's really the reality of the financial world and financial advisory system is really a lot like that. So, you know, that's one of the things that you want to do is work with somebody who is that fiduciary, who has that higher standard of care that says they have to do what's in your best interest, that discloses everything, discloses all their costs and fees and so forth. And that way, you know, hey, you're going to be taken care of and you know you're going to get the best advice. So, you know, that's one of the things we do here is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. Basically, what you do is you come in, we get you, you know, have us park in our garage right here. It's attached to our building to go outside, you know, walk by the nice fountains going into our office, get some Ghirardelli chocolate along with your drink. And then we start talking about what are you worried about and what do you want to do and what's the goals. And then we come back and we say, okay, here's the path you're on. Here's where you're headed. Here's some issues along the way. And so, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, no cost, no obligation, take charge of your financial future. All you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We've come to the time in our show when Eric gives us an example of someone's wealth success story. Always a good lesson to see how things can end up working out for the best. What do you have for us today, Eric?
Well, I guess you could call it taking the chips off the table. Mm-hmm. And so I used to joke anytime I was on a convention or, you know, some sort of conference and with other advisors after the dot-com bust that I specialize in working with ex-millionaires. Because I had so many clients that could have been literally millionaires, but they didn't want to pay the tax or they didn't want to sell it because it's going to keep going up and, you know, all these kind of ridiculous sayings that we hear. And so really it's just more about, you know, I kind of mentioned it earlier in the show, you know, I've got one client who's late 40s and sold a bunch of his stock and, you know, a startup and, you know, he's locked it in. He's made it real. Yeah, he's going to pay a huge tax bill, but he's also keeping the majority of the money. So, you know, as long as you keep the majority of it still, it's good to do. And, you know, I've got other clients like at Apple and other places where their stock keeps going up, and especially this year has done great. We'll take some of that off the table, you know, keep selling some of that, keep repositioning some of those assets and, you know, really just make sure that you're not leaving it all on there, because what can go up can also go down. And so sometimes you don't know how fast and how quickly and when, but yeah, okay. You know, you may regret that, oh, I could have made X dollars more or something like that. But you know, once you lock in a lot of that money, you don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. Because if you've made enough, who cares? Yeah, you could have made a little bit more, but you know that money's real, you know it's yours and it's not going to go away. That is so much of a bigger, you know, just bigger of thing than bigger feeling and bigger reassurance than that extra tiny, you know, couple percent more you could have made. So yeah, I would definitely say, yeah, one of the best things to do is take some of those chips off the table. If you've got something that's shot up a bunch this year, time to be selling off, you know, at least 10% of it. Yeah, I don't have to say, you know, you don't have to sell tons, but at least get some of that off there and make that real.
Our show today has been about the do's and the don'ts of retirement planning. What would you say, Eric, is our biggest takeaway of the show?
Well, of course, like I always probably almost naggingly say, do a plan, right? So get that plan in place.
That four-letter word.
That income plan. But, you know, doing that really gives you a roadmap. It gives you that guidepost to say, hey, I can spend this much money and I'm going to be okay as long as these things happen. Obviously, along the way, you want to be checking in and saying, hey, am I still on track? And, you know, so forth. But yeah, you got to have that plan in place. And then you got to know where your assets are. You know what your risk level is. Know how much volatility you have. Again, take charge of your financial future and text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text word VISIT 800-454-1184. Or you can book online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. And as always, we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.